This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesia ready to assist in Gaza reconstruction after ceasefire. Indonesia welcomes the World Trade Organization ruling on European Union curbs on palm oil biofuel. Now the news in detail. Indonesia is ready to assist in the reconstruction of the Gaza Strip following the ceasefire between Hamas and Israel, commencing on January 19. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiono reaffirmed Indonesia's commitment to advocating for the Palestinian cause, including their recovery and independence through all available means. Indonesia is also ready to provide peacekeeping personnel if requested by United Nations resolutions. Minister Sugiono regards the ceasefire agreement between Hamas and Israel reached in Qatar on January 15 as opening new opportunities and raising hopes for long-lasting peace in Palestine. Indonesia has welcomed a recent ruling by the World Trade Organization which found that the European Union discriminated against Indonesian palm oil-based biofuel, giving it unfair and detrimental treatment in setting biofuel regulations. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto described Indonesia's win at the World Trade Organization as the result of a long push for justice against the European Union's discriminatory practices. Indonesia, the world's largest palm oil producer, brought the case to the organization dispute body in 2019 after the European Union decided that palm oil-based diesel wouldn't be considered a biofuel due to its link to deforestation and its use in transport fuel would be phased out between 2023 and 2030. The organization panel report states the European Union failed to properly evaluate the data used to determine biofuels derived from high indirect land use changes risk. The ruling will be adopted by the WTO dispute settlement body within the next 60 days unless the report is appealed. The Indonesian government aims to reduce childhood stunting prevalence to 14.2% by the end of the 2025-2029 National Medium-Term Development Plan. Amik Al-Humami, Deputy for Human, Community and Cultural Development at the Ministry of National Development Planning, said on Saturday, the target for this year is to reduce the figure to 18.8%. In his speech during a retreat organized for officials of his ministry and the Ministry of Population and Family Development, Al-Humami described the government's free nutritious meals program as a strategy for alleviating stunting. Still about Indonesia's free nutritious meals program highlights President Prabowo Subianto's commitment to human development, according to the Presidential Communication Office. Speaking in Bandung, West Java on Saturday, the Presidential Communication Office spokesperson Dede Prayudi responded to criticism that the program compromises funding for other initiatives. He highlighted the differing budget priorities of the previous and current governments. Prayudi noted, while Joko Widodo's administration focused heavily on nationwide infrastructure development, the current government has shifted its emphasis to human resource development. Next, we have Indonesian high-ranking official has urged regional governments to exercise prudence in managing education budgets to improve the quality of the education sector. During a dialogue with around 150 headmasters in Sintang, West Kalimantan, Deputy Minister of Primary and Secondary Education Fajar Riza Ul Haq emphasized genuine support from regional governments is key to realizing Indonesia's vision of equal access to educational services. We end the news with Indonesian Coordinating Minister of Law, Human Rights, Immigration and Corrections, Yusril Ihza Mahendra, who stated the government will soon create a law on the mechanisms for the transfer of prisoners. Mahendra explained, recently, Law No. 22 of 2022 concerning corrections mandates that provisions for the transfer of prisoners are regulated by law. Meanwhile, the law on mutual legal assistance cannot be used as a basis for the transfer or exchange of prisoners. The minister noted, no specific law currently regulates the transfer or exchange of prisoners. The recent transfers of foreign national prisoners carried out by the government were at the discretion of President Prabowo Subianto. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.